Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the exemptions of zakat. Now, in this regard, there are a number of confusions which are found in people, and it can be stated very clearly that there are three broad areas in which these exemptions exist. Thus, for example, tools and means of production and trade, they are exempted. For example, if we have a shop, then the showcases and the inventory items, the showcases obviously are the places in which these inventory items are placed. Similarly, the furniture in that shop, this is all exempted. In the case of factories, machines or similar things which can come under tools of production, they're exempted. So the first head is that all things which are all tools of production and all means of production, whether they belong to trade or to producing units, they shall stand exempted. The second category in this regard are items of personal use. Thus, for example, the house we have, the cars we have, the jewelry women wear, everyday jewelry that they wear. Similarly, clothes we wear, they are all exempt from zakat because they belong to items of personal use. Thirdly, a statutory exemption called nisab technically is also an exemption, which means that in cases of wealth, production and livestock, an Islamic government can give exemptions in certain amounts. And this, of course, is flexible. This is something which relates to an Islamic state. And there is no fixed sharia in this regard. In his own time, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also gave these exemptions as the ruler of an Islamic state. Thus, we know that in the case of wealth, he gave this exemption of 642 grams of silver. In the case of production, he gave exemption of 653 kilograms of dates. And similarly, in the matter of livestock, the exemption was 5 camels, 30 cows, and 40 goats. But these again, all these exemptions again related to his own times. And as I said, in this regard, these exemptions have not been fixed by the Sharia. An Islamic government has the leverage to impose these exemptions to any extent they can. And besides these three areas, I would also like to point out the fact that an Islamic government in general has this authority to exempt any item from zakat for any particular reason and any particular cogent reason. Thus, for example, in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that he exempted horses from zakat and also vegetables from zakat. And obviously, the purpose was that people should be encouraged to breed and rear horses in an environment where camels were generally the animals on which people depended. Similarly, vegetables, it was very difficult to stock vegetables, so therefore exemption was given on those vegetables. So Islamic government also has this authority to give an exemption on any item it pleases. So it needs to be understood that these are the three areas in which we can view zakat exemptions, and they are very clear if the sharia is understood and properly deliberated upon. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.